I'm here with Carbondale Mayor Dan Richardson. Today we're talking about the new Carbondale Emergency Task Force, or CETF. Thanks for joining me, Dan.
Thanks for having me, Lucas.
So could you just give me a general overview of what this emergency task force is, what are its main goals, and why was it established in the first place?
So the task force is a collective group of volunteers and organizational expertise from all across the community. And the idea is that it provides support and guidance to the town in the key areas that we call lines of effort that will help us respond to the coronavirus pandemic. We do have a vision, and our vision for the task force is to understand, support, and advocate for the needs of the community during a time of international crisis to ensure the safety, security, and equity for all. It's meant to be a comprehensive resource that really doesn't exist in normal times. I think one of the things that's so unique about Carbondale is it's somewhat decentralized, and we have all these organizations that do great things. But now that we need to be centralized in order to get resources out, that's what's caused the need for this task force to form.
You mentioned these 8 lines of effort. So could you just tell us what the lines of effort are and maybe explain a little bit more about why this task force chose those 8 lines of effort?
They include health, economy, strategic communications, human capital, finance, technology, advocacy, and crisis response. And those were chosen basically because we feel like they represent the issues of the community that would be impacted by this pandemic. So the idea with the task force is to have a dashboard that understands those issues and then can respond to them. So for example, with the health, we're trying to understand what is the capacity, what are the needs, what's going on right now so that then we can provide resources to the community. Or likewise with the economy, what's happening with the economy, what businesses are most affected, and therefore what policies do we need to contemplate or what resources do we need to identify or garner. The human capital, same thing. How can we link what's going on and how can we link resources that are available with those who need them? So really it's a broad dashboard, and the task force is meant to create the dashboard and use that dashboard to inform where support can be allocated.
How does this evolve in the future, or what does the process look like moving forward? Is there a weekly meeting with the task force? Is there community input? How does all of that work?
That's a good question, and a lot of credit, all the credit really of the idea needs to go to PC Drew, who came up with this idea, who has a lot of experience. And his idea is for this to be a sustainable endeavor that can respond beyond coronavirus. So right now we're meeting 3 times a week. We were meeting every day, but as we get systems in place, we're going to meet 3 times a week. Essentially, the task force are the leads of each of those lines of effort so we can coordinate and be on the same page with what's happening. The human capital is really, it's probably the largest of the lines of effort. Amy Kimberly is heading that up with Carbondale Arts, and she's working with the seniors. She's working with Dave Reed's mutual aid group and others. And I would say that's probably the biggest conduit for community feedback. On our task force website, which is at carbondalegov.org, community members can either volunteer or ask for help. So that's how the conduit will work for the community to be in touch with the task force and how the task force is operating.
Great. And so just to make sure that I understand, there's obviously the task force that's in place, but people will be able to either volunteer or request help through the task force and the website.
Correct. You know, there are lots of places where you could do that, I imagine, in community, but we're trying to consolidate that. So if you go to carbondalegov.org, that's the town of Carbondale's website, and you'll see a prominent link for the task force. And when you click on resources, there are 2 options. One is the Carbondale volunteer form, and another one is the Carbondale assistance request form. So those are pretty easy to find and pretty clear.
All right, great. Well, is there anything else that you want to cover?
Just again, I want to thank the task force. It's been an enormous effort. A lot of people and organizations like the Chamber, like Carbondale Arts, and certainly the town I think our Spanish translation, I'm really impressed. Most of our stuff, if not all of it already, is being translated into Spanish so that we can reach our entire population. And then just kudos to other organizations that aren't officially involved, but I know Roaring Fork School District and Lift Up, they're all doing great things. So I feel like as a community, we're really responding very well.